I want to touch on the malacha of Borer in regards to Yom Tov. So you know, Borer is an interesting malacha on Shabbos. But it's one of the Lamatess malachas is Borer, selecting out. And we know that by on Shabbos, there's a way to do Borer beheter, and that requires three criteria to be able to make it mutter on Shabbos. Number one, it has to be for immediate use. Number two, a person has to do it by hand. He cannot use a kli for that purpose. And number three, the person has to take the good from the bad. Now, the logic behind that is that theoretically, we could ask the question, eating itself many times is an act of borer. A person eats, as they take in the food, some of the food is good, some of the food is not good, and the person swallows the good part and spits out the bad part. So every single act of achila really contains it in an act of borer. But we know that achila is obviously mutter, that's not the malacha. So the act of achila, derech achila, is not considered barer. So Chazal understood that not only is the act of achila not considered barer, but if you do something which is immediately part of the process of achila, it's also not considered barer. So the act of achila, if you do it for immediate use, so that's like achila. If you take the good from the bad, which is what you would want to do when you eat, you take the good from the bad, and you're not using any keli, you're using just your hands and your body. So that's what's that's the heter on Shabbos. So the heter on Shabbos is derech achila. On Yom Tov, the heter is melechos echol nefesh. So therefore, barer is permitted on Yom Tov, with the one caveat. We mentioned before that melechos echol nefesh, melechos which are done for echol nefesh purposes, but the derech is to do them for one point in time, for a long period, to have available for a long period of usage, that's not permitted. That's not considered part of the preparation of food for eating, that's part of preparation of food for storing. And that's not permitted on Yom Tov either. So barer sometimes can be done large quantities. You'll take large quantities of something the person makes his flour. After they were drying the flour, they make the flour, they would sift it and store it away in bags. So that's not going to be permitted on Yom Tov because that's not for immediate use. That's part of the process, how you put something away and store it. So barer is only mutter if it's done in a way which is considered the normal way you'll be doing as you're preparing for that an immediate meal. But there's no requirement of barer on Yom Tov, that being said, of this specific meal. It has to be sometime for that day. So I might get up early in the morning and do my barer for usage later in the day. So on Shabbos, that's not going to be permitted because it has to be for immediate use. Immediate use means right before the meal. If a person wants to get up early in the morning, prepare some things, go to shul, and then come back, so you're not ready for the meal because you went to shul in the middle. You prepared for later. But on Yom Tov, that would be permitted. So on Yom Tov, a person is allowed to prepare from one meal to the next. The person is allowed to prepare in the morning for later in the day. The person is allowed to prepare the night before for the following day. On Shabbos, those will not be permitted. Number two, that to use a keli on Shabbos is not permitted. On Yom Tov, to use a keli is permitted only in the following way. A keli, which is sometimes used for long-term preparation, is not going to be permitted on Yom Tov either. That's not permitted on Yom Tov, because that's something along the lines of a long-term burr, which is not permitted on Yom Tov. But a type of a keli which is used right in the immediate preparation of food, that would be permitted. So a question that came up, for example, of that is people ask me about, a person wants to make a coffee, and they make it in what's called French press. Right? So it's a one-time usage. So you always make it, by definition, it only makes one unit's worth. So it only makes one unit's worth. That's the type of kli which could only be used for immediate usage. You're not going to make that for long term. That would be permitted on Yom Tov. The third issue is, do you need to take, on Shabbos, we know you have to take the good from the bad. So on Yom Tov, that's not the halacha. So Yom Tov, what you have to do is, we tell the following. If there's more psoilus than oichel, then you have to take the good from the bad. If they're equal, or it's the other way around, so we remind in tirka. So I have a watermelon, I want to serve the watermelon, I see there's some seeds in the watermelon, I want to take the seeds out, that's fine. Take the few seeds out of the watermelon and put the watermelon on the table. That would not be a problem. One point we pointed out in the beginning, we said anything which can be done before Yom Tov, however, any type of malacha which can be done before Yom Tov, without diminishing significantly the flavor of the food, that you're required to do before Yom Tov. If you do it not, and if you do not do it before Yom Tov, you have to do it on Yom Tov with a shinui, in some way which is not the normal fashion. So a person is, so the watermelon, he wants to keep a watermelon fresh, so he didn't want to cut it up before Yom Tov. So then he would not have such an issue. You'd have a food which that would not be the, so that a person may, let's say, makes, he made fish from before Yom Tov, and he wants to serve the fish with taking out the bones. before he serves it. He should have done that before. He could have done it before Yom Tov. So in that situation, he would have a limitation. He'd have to do it with the Shini, which that's quite difficult. And then he should do it. Then he should wait to do it in the Shas Achila. And the person should do it like you were doing it on Shabbos in that situation. But it would be. But that being said, a person made fresh fish on Yom Tov, he could take out the bones and then serve it without a problem. Because obviously, he wanted to make it fresh. He cannot do that before Yom Tov. And if he wants to serve it fresh, he needs to. He had no other option of doing it, so that he could take it out, take the bones out before he serves it. Have a good morning.